Warning, this podcast may contain adult language that is not suitable for younger viewers. Viewer discretion is advised. Also, this podcast may contain spoilers, so if you're not into that sort of thing, you might want to skedaddle.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to Nakamacast.
I was gonna try to burp, but then I realized if I did, I'd probably puke.
Okay.
We don't know how video is gonna work on this one. It may cut out. It looks like it's going right now, but
if it cuts out, it cuts out, man.
If it cuts out, it cuts out, and there's just gonna be no video.
Again. We'll figure it out eventually. We're still working.
Next time, we're using the other camera right now for something else, so we can't use it for this. But if worse comes to worse, we'll go back to the old camera. Today, we're going to kind of jump straight in because Drew can't stay for the whole thing. So we're going to just go quick with this. I need my bag. Drew, can you go over there and grab my bag? I left my pen.
What do you need your bag for?
So I can write down the time codes.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to do this every time we talk about a different anime?
Actually, guys... Thanks, Drew, but actually, I'm not going to do time codes today, guys. Sorry. We're going to talk about too many different shows, and none of it's seasonal, so you don't even need to worry about getting too many spoilers.
We won't say anything spoiler about these shows.
Yeah. Today's episode is special, and I'll come right out and say it. I got the idea from the Kinda Funny Games cast.
It stopped recording.
All right.
So the GoPro's broken, guys. I don't know what's going on. We're not having video this week again. I'm so sorry. Next week, I hope it'll be... I'm going to look at the GoPro and see if I can fix it, and if not, we're going to go over to the other camera.
Sorry again, guys. No... But I mean... Really,
it's a podcast, though.
It should be audio.
I just wish you guys could see the new area we're in, but that's okay.
But today's video, like I said, I'll come out and say it. I got from Kinda Funny Gamescast. I did it. They did the video. I was like, oh, that would be cool to do in our show. So, shout out to them. Now, I'll get right into it. We're doing our top five anime of all time. Each of us are going to go around. We're going to start with Drew because he's got to leave. We're going to go around and say our top five. And the way it works, we each have six honorable mentions, which we can mention at any time during our thing. So you'll be like, number five is this. Number four is this. Although, by the way, I have these two honorable mentions. Number three is this. And I have two more honorable mentions. You get the idea. Say your honorable mentions as you go. As you want, you can even start with one if you want. But that's how today's going to work. And with that said, get it started, Drooby Doo.
Not yet. We need to introduce...
We don't have any news or anything?
No. No news. This is all we're doing this week. This is kind of a special week.
Are we introducing ourselves?
That's why I was going to be mad if you didn't come, because it's kind of a special week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to introduce ourselves. I am Cody. I run Convention Reviews. And I'm the founding member of Convention Reviews, as well as the only real member. Everyone else is just the crew. C-R-O-O.
Crew.
And also Weekday 1UP and obviously Nakamacast.
SVR TV. No.
Who are you?
I'm Mr. Director. I'm part of this thing. I'm part of the Convention Reviews crew, and I am a founding member of Weekday 1UP.
True.
And this podcast.
I am Nathan. Hello.
But we're all founders of this podcast.
We're all part of this podcast. I'm part of the crew from Convention Reviews, and I'm the owner of this new house.
Oh, yeah.
That you can't see because we have no video.
Yes, yeah. But it's going to be on your studios. Now,
if there's an echo, we're sorry.
Yeah, we won't be in this room forever. We're working on the new studio, which is right over there. You cannot see where I'm pointing, but...
It's right over there. We're going to be in it. It won't be as echoey in the future, but with that said, who's this guy?
I'm Jeremy Dew, and I'm part of the Convention Reviews crew. I'm looking at that camera like it's recording.
Oh, I guess I should turn it off.
Yeah, why don't you just move that out of here. Get that out of here.
Keep introducing.
Droopy Doo, I'm part of the Convention Reviews crew. I'm on the Comicast, obviously, because that's what you're listening to. And guest starred a few times on Weekday 1UP.
And what is this show? This show is the Comicast. This is the Convention Reviews spin-off show where we just talk about anime all the time.
Yep.
This is
we get a lot of requests on. We did want to say, hey, you talk about this anime thing, but we're like, we don't always want to talk about anime. But we're like, you know what? If you want to hear us solely talk about anime for a whole hour, come to this podcast. We'll talk about it for an hour. Sometimes we delve into non-anime things, but that's okay.
And where can you find this podcast? You can find it on any podcast service for the free. But we do our podcast a little weird. There's not every episode up there
because
for reasons. And if you want to see them all, and if you want to see video normally, go to the YouTube, and which is Nakamacast on YouTube. Just look it up, and you'll know it's us because you'll hear us speaking and see us, hopefully. And subscribe there. That's honestly the best place to get it because we have every single episode up on there, and it normally comes out before it comes out on podcast services.
It's actually episode 25.
It is. This is why it's a special episode. We're at the quarter of a century mark.
And with that, let's go ahead and get it started with Drew.
Drewby Doo.
What are your top five anime? Start at... This is doesn't have to be in, like, this is my number one. This is just your top five. They don't have to be in order.
What?
That's how they did it on Gamescast.
Oh, I put mine in an order.
I couldn't pick an
order. I couldn't pick an order.
Oh, I definitely put an order.
Yeah, you said five.
Okay.
You put them in order, too?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
You're the only one.
Dang.
Weirdo.
All right, first of all...
That's why you're worried about overlapping.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
First of all, I got Full Metal Alchemist in there. And that's... I don't want to say nostalgic, because it's one of the first few anime I started watching. Yeah, Brotherhood. Sorry, Brotherhood. And I don't know, I just love that anime. And it's what kind of got me started. That's probably the first good anime I watched.
What? Hold up.
What?
The first good anime you watched.
FMA.
What about High School of the Dead?
High School of the Dead was...
Did you ever rewatch High School
of
the Dead?
I never rewatched it. I need to. I hear it's good. I just... Back then, I couldn't get over the edge.
We've talked about it on here before. This
I had a feeling that you were going to have FMA Brotherhood on here somewhere.
I think we probably all will.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I have...
That's one of them I figured was going to overlap. I mean, I think that show definitely deserves to be on all of our lists. That show was amazing. Like, the pacing, the writing, everything about it. I think... It's going to make a lot of top anime lists, and it has.
I agree.
For sure. But the reason that I put that on there is for the feels, the amount of feels. I remember getting so many feels watching that show. That's probably, I don't want to say that's the most feels I've gotten watching anime, but definitely remember getting feels. And the story itself is amazing, very creative.
So deep.
Great plot, and it just keeps you the whole way through. There's no filler like longer animes, and it's just,
yeah.
It's got a good story.
The way it, like, takes that World War II type atmosphere
yeah.
and turns it into its own story is really impressive.
It's awesome. Then, of course, this was big when it first came out, and now it's kind of gotten, like, I don't want to say played out, but kind of, especially when we go to cons, but Attack on Titan.
And yeah, it's coming.
One of the best action ones I've seen. Beautiful animation. I just love that show.
Now, Attack on Titan makes me sad because that show is great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it does... You would think it would get more credit than it does, and it does get a lot of credit, but...
Oh, God.
What are you...
Gramming it.
There's so many people who hate that show.
I don't know how they could.
I've seen people talk about they think the art's horrible.
Are they joking?
That's crazy. I don't understand that. When people do the art argument on One Piece, I'm like, okay, I guess I can see it. But on Attack on Titan, you've lost your mind. The eyes? Have you seen their eyes?
It's amazing.
They went in and made sure to draw the little iris slits. Who does that?
Yeah, that show is great. It's as overrated as it's gotten, and it really has gotten overrated, that show is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that is that the only issue for... I don't like an anime just because the artwork isn't exactly as I want.
There's so many anime that are like that. People are like, they can't... I've fallen into this before. I can't get over an anime because of the art, but I'll usually give it a chance.
It's just really annoying that, like, so many people won't watch it for so many weird reasons, and everybody that I talk to, literally everyone I talk to that says they don't like it, have watched maybe one episode tops. Sometimes not watch none of it. They just don't watch it because it's overrated. But I can't completely say that that's... It's terrible because I do the same thing. Like, I see some things that are overrated at cons and that I've never watched, and I'm like, oh man,
like
that like puts a bad taste in your mouth. But oh well, at least we were smart enough to watch it and we know that it's good.
I've never thought the art was bad in that. I don't know, whoever's I don't know what I would say if somebody told me that they thought it was bad.
I literally have nothing to say bad about that show.
No.
I can't. I think it's one of the closest shows to being a 10.
It's one of the perfects.
It's not on my list because I knew it was going to be on someone else's.
I don't think it's on my list either.
It's not on my list.
I knew somebody would bring it up.
It's one of my favorites.
Now, the pacing in that show isn't the best because it's kind of slow and then picks up real quick and then slow down again and picks up real quick.
I feel like that's why it's good because it builds up, action, 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 and then comes down and then you like, it's like having sex.
Okay.
Attack on Titan is like having sex. You're like, yes, 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 and you get into it, and then you take a little breather. And then you get right back into it, and you're 10. You're like, yes, yes, and then you get a little breather, and then you get right to the end, and you go, oh, that was great. Let's do it again. You rewatch it. I saw that episode. Show me a Rhett and Link thing. What are you on Facebook for?
I like that kind of scenario in longer animes. When it comes to once all the action's done, you have a little bit of a couple slow episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But in
those are called filler.
Yeah.
Well, not that, because like between Enies Lobby and Thriller Bark, there's two or three episodes of them getting to the Thriller Bark stuff.
Those are filler.
All of them are. Like when they first meet, Brooke is a filler, and that's a slower episode.
What's your next topic? Next show.
Oh, Gurren Lagann.
I think epicness.
Probably.
That show is just so much epic. So many epic things happen in that show, and you think that they're going to hit their limit when you're watching it, but there's no limit. And that's another thing I love about the show. I mean, I know it's kind of corny how he has the will to do it, and he has a little spiral or whatever. He can do whatever, but he's a winner.
I like he's a winner. Winners.
I could make another sex reference about Gurren Lagann, but I'm not going to.
Gurren Lagann, the reason I love this show, and I don't think I've ever met a person who says they don't like Gurren Lagann. Maybe they don't love it, but they don't, like, not like it.
The only people I've heard say they don't like Gurren Lagann is the people that that hear about it and are like, I don't really want to watch it because it's robots or giant
eggs. Oh, well, those are just people
who haven't watched it. They're the ones who say they don't like it. But everyone I've heard that say they've watched it, I've never heard one person say, that was bad. I've never heard. It's pretty good.
After I watched
it. You did. And we were like, now it's on your top anime.
That was like my. Second anime. It was supposed to put me to sleep. Like, I put it on. I had Netflix on my phone. So I just sit in my bed and put that on Netflix.
You watched it on your phone. First mistake.
Yeah.
That's just a terrible thing.
That's a topic for some time. Watching anime on your phone.
Yeah, this is the anime I'll fall asleep to.
Tune in next week.
That's what I did.
But that show, the way I look at Gurren Lagann is, if you think about it, that show makes no sense at all. No. But it doesn't need to make sense. There's so much good going on in the show, and it's so, like, the manly feels. Like, oh my god, I've watched that show so many times. I never get over that show. The soundtrack is insanely good. The OST.
Oh my gosh.
Freaking spoilers, but the time skip, it's one of the few shows that nowadays that does a time skip, and I love that show. Anything else you want to say about it?
No. Just epic. That's all I can describe. Gurren Lagann. One word, epic. I have two more. I have, you guys, I'm sure none of you guys have this on here. And this show's not even done yet. But I already know it's going to be one of my favorites I've ever watched.
But go ahead and say it.
I'm going to say Shokugeki no Soma.
That was not what I was guessing.
Are you serious? This is the
most creative show I've watched in anime, period.
It's an
amazing. Also known as Food Wars in anime.
It's at times like this when I unbutton my pants and I whip my big juicy dick out and I say, Drew, suck my dick because you
today.
Said that show was going to suck.
Now, I do upload this show as being family friendly. Because if I don't, it gets an age restriction on podcast services. So let's try to at least keep it a little friendly.
My bad.
Dude, the show is just, I love it. I can't see it ending bad, and if it does end bad, I'm so caught up in how good it is now, I don't think it could end bad.
I'm looking forward to the next episode.
I mean,
I'm not caught up.
You need to.
I've not watched anime in a week.
It's taken the most.
Seasonals. I've watched anime, not seasonals.
I don't want to say cooking is boring or anything, but this show just inspires me, obviously, to eat. Every time I watch the show, I need to eat this.
I need a cheeseburger.
I need to try this. I need to eat that. Oh,
man, Dude, that potato roast, bro. Oh. I want one of those.
You're cut up, bro. They've done much, much better things than that.
I know, but I love potatoes and I love bacon.
The thing made with that little chip snack.
He's made so much good things since then, I can't even keep up with it. But the show...
The show inspires me to eat.
And it's just...
Not to cook, just to eat.
I don't know. I don't want to say it's the most enjoyable show I've watched. I mean, obviously it doesn't have any action because it's about cooking.
It's food
action. It's their version of action.
It's action. Action doesn't have to be on hitting somebody.
I mean, well, it's not like they're flying around doing anything like that. It's just he's cooking. They make cooking look like it's action. It's like you're in a battle.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
Should this show be on the Food Network?
Of course.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Way better than the Food
Network. Maybe tone down the itchy. Yeah. No, don't tone down the itchy.
In fact, scale it up.
Scale it up to scare white suburban moms everywhere.
Make them never want to cook again.
Speaking of white women, today a car drove by. This girl, she had eyelashes on her lights.
Big fake eyelashes on her headlights.
Yeah, and I was literally like, if you just want to shout to the world, I'm like a 20-year-old white girl, put these on your headlights.
I've seen that before.
I saw a mustache one the other day.
Was it on a Beetle?
I've seen the mustache ones a lot. It was on a convertible.
Mustache ones I can get over because it reminds me of Markiplier.
Yeah, you gotta get a pink mustache.
No, they are.
Yeah, they normally are pink.
Oh, tight, yeah.
So anyway, give us an honorable mention.
Honorable mentions, I can just name those all day.
Well, we'll let him do those afterwards.
I got one more.
I'll tell you what, get those right before number one. Oh, wait, it's not in order. Go ahead.
I was up and down about this one because I didn't like the way they ended. Season
Dead Man Wonderland.
No, Dead Man Wonderland is a great show, but it didn't have me that
honorable mention.
I guess so. I guess it's worthy of honorable mention. But I'm gonna go with Tokyo Ghoul.
First season epic, second season
The second season wasn't bad.
I gave it a 7.
But there was a lot of flaws.
I gave it the second bad season things a 7 that happened.
Yeah, but the first season gets like a 9.5.
I would give the first season almost an 11 if I could.
I'd give the first season a 10. I think that first season's a masterpiece.
It was amazing. I don't know how people didn't like the ending to that first season.
Yeah.
It was a cliffhanger. There's a train going by.
Oh my god, a cliffhanger, because everything does
that. We know there's going to be another season.
It's like, have you not watched Lost?
No, I haven't.
Every episode.
I need to finish. I'm still
good. Yeah, you did.
I had a huge Lost conversation yesterday. Really? But Tokyo Ghoul, I feel like, season one definitely deserves to be on that list. But season two is so weird to me, man. Like,
why?
I just wish they would have continued with the manga. And I was one of those people, especially if you go back and listen to it, that I am totally fighting for. Let them do what they want to do.
If the writers,
it's going to be
good. The writers is doing it, so.
But there's moments that are awesome. Like, when they're in the prison, that's awesome.
Yeah,
spoilers.
That's
right.
When they're... And we've talked so much Tokyo Ghoul.
Yeah.
We spoiled this whole entire show.
Yeah.
There's
a disclaimer.
When they are, when that guy comes out, I don't remember his name now, when he was fighting the owl in, like, episode 11. Do you remember that? The guy who came out of nowhere and, like, was falling down the building fighting him? Like, the guy that fights Kaneki in the last episode, but they don't show the fight.
The second season introduced us to one of the coolest... one of my favorite anime characters I've ever seen, and that's Juzo.
Oh my god,
I love the character of Juzo.
Was in season one.
Was he?
In the end.
Get to see much of him, so you didn't fall in love with him. I loved Toka for the first season.
I loved Toka.
Toka was way cooler the first season. Yeah. She was way boring.
But then she turned into like an Asuna second season kind of thing. She
turned very Cinderay.
She became very emo in the second
Cinderay.
Season. Emo Cinderay is what I'll say, because she was very sad because Kaneki wasn't around. She's like, where are you?
The first season just got me, dude. Like the feels of the first season were so good, because like you've got this normal dude that like I feel like we all can feel like we relate to, like who just wants to go on this date with this girl and she effing
eats him,
like Fs him up. He gets her organs put in him. He's suddenly craving human flesh, and it's like, this is crazy. Like, I don't know how to relate to this, and it's giving you all these feels. And then, like, as he's going through his journey, he's meeting these people. And, like, when you see that little girl's mom, when she gets killed,
oh,
and, like,
no.
there's so much tragedy in that first season.
That's the point in the show where he realizes, I need to get stronger so I can protect these people that I love now.
I think the reason I love the first season the most over the second season is it's all about Kaneki, that first season. And they've got an amazing main character in Kaneki. The second season, he's only in, like...
The main characters are the little girl and Toka.
Yeah, like, he's not really the main character in the second season. He comes in eventually, but all he does is walk dead Hide down the road with, like, for way too long.
But that beginning of that, when it was playing the theme song from the first
Unravel.
Season.
It's the only redeeming factor.
All right, so what's your next one?
That's all of
five.
Them.
That was five? All right, what are your honorables?
I thought we're gonna do honorables too, right?
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, go ahead. What are your honorable mentions? We're not gonna discuss them.
Yeah, Sword Art Online.
All right,
obviously.
Good show.
Season one or two? All of it.
One.
One.
Season
one.
Two. I didn't like it. There's a lot. Trigun. I love Trigun.
Did you not write them down?
No, I just did five
you
big
didn't
ones.
Write them down, man. Six of them.
I didn't
Trigun is awesome.
Trigun's good.
Trigun's awesome.
Don't listen to this.
Bebop.
Chill out.
He gave you this look of like, shut up.
Wait, you didn't like Bebop that much?
I disliked it. Disliked it.
Disliked
really?
It. Really? That's a
that.
Rare thing to hear.
We talked it up too much for him.
We did.
And I didn't like it was when every episode was some new chase. I mean, it got repetitive. Every episode they were chasing somebody. And then
oh my god, but Death Parade, every episode is
Death
some new
Death Parade
thing.
Gives you feels. That show gave you nothing.
Well, I cried my effing eyes out at the end of Cowboy Bebop.
Are you joking?
I definitely
Bane?
Cried.
Everybody
Bane?
Cried.
I didn't cry.
That's
I
because
so
you're a heartless person.
So
heartless.
Just
I'm not
like,
heartless.
That's so bang. It's like, oh no, Spike.
You know,
died,
you know those little black things that run around in Kingdom Hearts? That's what you are.
Spike,
I'm gonna hit you with a keyblade.
He's not even that good. I didn't even think he was a good main character.
Oh, what?
I had to, it was
Spike is like the main.
It
character.
Was dry for me.
Spike could be the main character
and the
of
whole
every
fight
show,
at the
happy.
End.
Are
you
could
be the main character of Dragon Ball. Kamehameha. No, no, no. So just
it'd be better than Kamehameha.
Oh my god. He just instead of Kamehameha. No, wait. I got it. Big Bang.
And then
like,
that's how he impressed
I love
people.
Ed in that show.
What
else you got?
Any more honorable mentions?
No, I didn't think about those at all, really.
All right. Let's go to me or Dakota.
It's whatever.
Fuck you, too.
Why don't you decide?
Just kidding, I don't care.
It's your house, you decide.
Or do you want to go, since it's your house?
Go.
You don't want to go?
Not yet, I'm good. We'll just go in a circle. Right. You're last.
Dang it, I really did not want to go last.
You can go next then.
Okay.
That's fine.
Alright, Nate's going last. Alright! No, like I said, mine are in order, but I made a slight adjustment at the last minute while Drew was talking because I remembered a show that I just was like, how did I leave this off a list?
Girl.
So sorry, Star Driver, you got kicked back.
To an honorable?
To an honorable mention.
I need to finish Star Driver.
So Star Driver, go ahead and say it, is one of my six honorable mentions. And these are all in order from least to greatest.
Me and Dakota, I know, we did, I don't know about... Well, I know you didn't because you just read yours. I don't know about you. We decided to keep long anime off our list.
Yes.
I did.
Okay, good. Because if I had long anime on there, well, also, it would just be almost all of my list.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
Oh, wait, there is one long anime on my
list. That's okay if it's just one.
It's just one. Number five, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, the first season.
For why?
It was...
Still haven't seen it.
It's one of the most... It's the most... fun I've ever had just watching an anime.
You're welcome. I showed you that show.
You did show me that show, but you still haven't finished it.
I finished season one.
You finished the first part. There's not a season. You finished all the Joseph stuff?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah. I started What's-His-Face.
Jonathan?
Yeah.
Did I get that right? Jonathan?
Is Jonathan the second one?
No, Jonathan's the first JoJo.
No, well, I finished the first JoJo.
That's
I'm on to What's-His-Face when he's like...
That's... Jonathan is still season one. Or Joseph is still season one.
He is?
Yeah.
Well,
Jonathan and then Joseph for season one. So,
not bad.
But anyway, I've had so much fun with that show. It was one of those that gave me feels. It was epic almost every episode. It was very much a show where when I watched it, I've never hated a character. Well, Joffrey, Game of Thrones. But I've hated the character of Dio. I just hate Dio so much.
I saw a picture that said, it was someone holding a sign that said, Dio did nothing wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get B.O., get Dio.
Nice. Nice Foster's reference. But, yeah, it was just the most fun I've ever had watching a show. in it. The characters are all lovable. The ending is great for the first season. I haven't watched a lot of Stardust Crusaders, but I need to. But both Jonathan and Joseph are both just insanely cool characters. And I had a lot of fun with it. And I'll move on to number 4, which is... You know what? Yeah, I'm going to keep it right there. Number 4 is Claymore.
Mm.
Another show. The only show person I know that's seen all of it is Nate. That's a show I think you would like, Drew. It's a show highly underrated, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It...
Probably because of its art style.
Its art style is a little weird. They animate the lips really oddly. But that's really
and the
better.
Nose.
The nose, I can get
over. Yeah, I noticed that the first
The top lips stick
episodes.
Out really far.
I watched like the first 5 episodes and I noticed that.
Yeah, but I can get over it easily. But it's also one of the only show that I have ever finished and then been like...
Period.
The only show I've ever finished and been like, okay, I need to know what happens next. And I started reading the manga, and the manga is my favorite. And actually, where the manga is going is better than where they were going to have the show go.
Normally how it is. Tokyo Ghoul.
Don't even get me started. We already talked about it. But
Soul Eater.
So.
FMA, but they reanimated that, so.
That's good now.
It's got these epic feels. It's got great characters. It's not a lot of comedy, first of all.
No.
Not a lot. It's very sad. For a lot of it.
That show
starts
wouldn't
off
be right.
Strong characters immediately, which is another reason I think you'd like it. Girl power heavy! Like, that show is nothing but girl power. The only thing about me, I like girl power, but not when it's in your face. About
it's
it.
It's just girl power in that show because that's, like, only girls are the only ones who can
well,
able to
the
do
the reason they do that is because girls use up, or men used up all of their Yoma energy way too fast when they became an awakened being. Because
we're all gung-ho.
Yeah.
But, like,
what's next?
What's next is... One of my favorite shows that, if I say that you introduce me to everything, then we're going to be here all day. There's a show called Bakano. Number 3, more recent than some of the others.
Wow, I'm actually surprised at this spot on this list. Mm-hmm. I thought this is going to be number 1.
I thought long and hard.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to number 1 now, because I thought Bakano also.
Number 1 is very guessable. Because I thought long and long, very long. Number Bakano, and I like it for the same reason I like Lost. It's the show that has so many twists and turns, and you never know where it's going. And it's a show that focuses on so many awesome, great characters that you like. You even the bad guys in this show, the villains.
Who is the good guy?
Exactly.
Now, I did want to mention. Because I knew this was going to be on your list, that this was going to be on my list, but I knew he was going to put it on his list, so I went ahead and just put something else on mine. I do agree, though, that this show is incredible.
I need to finish it.
Yeah, if you've not watched Bakano,
yeah,
you need
Bakano.
To.
Bakano is one. But watch Bakano. I will say this till the day I die. Watch Bakano in the English dub.
I totally agree.
Because it takes place in 1930s America. And normally you're like, oh, America, plenty of shows take place in America. This is 1930s America when everybody talked like this. They had that New York accent where you couldn't help but do it. So everybody talks like that, and it just brings out the authentication of you feel like you're watching something from the 1930s, and it's great.
And then there's actually some stuff from way earlier that I don't want to spoil, but they get the accents down for that
yeah.
as well. And... That show, I also think, is one of them that you need to watch in 1 to 2 days. I've always watched that show in 1 day.
Well, I think the whole reason that I didn't finish it was because we were watching it as a group.
Yeah,
and
we were watching
I was
it
waiting
in
for
day.
Us to continue watching it, and we just never happened. So and you guys just did it on your own.
Bakano
so
was a show.
Like,
well, I finished it way before I showed it to you guys.
Well, I know. But like with these two, I think I just fell off the hype because it had been like 2 weeks since I'd watched it.
I'm going to throw a few honorable mentions out. I'm going to do... three of my five.
Yeah, you used one
because
already.
I used one already, which was Star Driver. But next one on there is Mushishi.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't thinking of that one.
Yeah, did you ever finish that one?
Mm-mm.
Good show. I don't have time to explain it. Next one on the list is Ouran High School Host Club.
Really?
Yeah, that's on my horror list.
Show that I tricked him into watching.
You did. He told me, I was like, I'm thinking about watching this show. And you're like, oh, it's considered a shonen. Totally not. It's a shoujo, you douche. I was going to say...
I'm a douche.
I was going to say jerk, douche, and dick. And it came out juice.
Yeah, but he ended up loving it, so...
Yeah, it did. And then, Next one on there, Terror and Resonance.
Oh, this is your number two?
No, this is my third honorable mention.
Oh.
Terror and Resonance. If you haven't seen the show, very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Drew, the other show Drew doesn't like. Drew is crazy. Some of these shows, if that's another one I hyped up for you. I just need to never tell you anything about any show. Just have to say, go watch it. That's it.
That's why I'm very keeping it very quiet when I'm like, Claymore. It's good. I like it.
What's next?
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
And your honorable?
No, this is number two.
Which we already talked about.
So we won't go into great detail about it. But, again, it was one of the first really long anime I ever watched. It's one Cody had to practically force me to watch, which was, like a lot of anime, really.
But that was really early.
It was really early. And it was the show that turned me into an anime fan.
You were starting to like anime, but you became a fan with that.
But then you were like, you need to watch the show. So I reluctantly watched it and fell in love. And these characters, these brothers, it feels like a real relationship and all these things. It's just all around a perfect show. I can I give that show a 10 out of 10.
All right, what's next?
What's next? I'll do my final two
honorable mentions.
I got Angel Beats.
Damn you.
Another show that Drew hates.
That is another show he hates.
You're just like keeping my mouth shut. That's Angel Beats, and
there's nothing wrong with hating an anime that someone else likes.
It's
if
true.
It's not your shit. That's fine.
All right.
And my final honorable mention. Actually, I have two written down, but I had to cross it off. Fairy Tale.
Okay.
Is my final honorable mention
a long one?
It's a long one, which is why it's not on this list. It would be.
Oh, my long.
I've not caught up on it, but everything I've seen. It's just such a good show. The characters.
It gets better.
Yeah. But I can't go on an episode. Honorable mention. Number one! Drumroll? No. Tengen Toppa Gurren Lagann.
I was wondering where
this was coming somewhere.
I was just like, well, he hasn't mentioned it, so it's got to be his number one.
I have rewatched the show more than any other show. That's what that was what made me decide to put it as number one and not Bakugo.
Shoot, that was my phone.
I knew Fullmetal Alchemist was going to be number two, for sure.
Yeah.
But Gurren Lagann, again, was a show that, like Drew said, it's just a roller coaster of everything. It's you're happy and it's epic, but then it gets sad, but then it gets boring. And then you get, like, it just becomes this great show, and it just goes further than any show I've ever seen in such a short amount of time. You know, so many shows could be like go that far, but it takes like 50, 60 episodes to do it. This show does it in under 30 episodes.
A lot of people compare it to the amount of epicness you get out of Gurren Lagann is about the same as the amount of epicness you get out of One Piece. But instead of taking 600 episodes, it takes 27.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people say.
26, because there's one.
I wouldn't say all 600 episodes. I'd say...
You get the epicness way before that, but it still takes a lot more than 27 episodes.
I'd say the epicness out of Gurren Lagann is equal to the epicness you get out of Enies Lobby.
Enies Lobby and Water 7. Yeah, it takes till Enies Lobby, yeah.
I think those are equals. And oh my god.
Definitely equal.
Yeah, just so good.
All right. So there you go.
Oh, I'd say One Piece is more engaging in that moment.
Yeah.
But, okay, my turn for my list. I'm going to actually read all of my honorable mentions first because that's how I want to do it.
Fair, that's fine.
I put all the long anime that I like on my honorable mentions as well as some others that aren't long because I didn't want to put them in my tops.
Gotcha.
Fair enough.
So my first honorable mention is One Piece. This is actually my favorite show of all time, but I just didn't want to put it in my top five because we were doing shorter anime.
I don't feel like you can put... I'm talking
about... You can't compare them together?
A short and a long?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't.
That's one of the reasons I didn't compare them. Like, I put it in an honorable mention. Like, One Piece is my favorite ever because... And it's just... It's not that the show's, like, better than everything else, which I think it is, but it's that, like, it's just... I've been with it for so long. I'm so connected to these characters. Like, there's shows where, like, something bad will happen to a character, and I'm like, meh. But in One Piece, something tiny could happen. Like, Nami could stub her toe, and I'll be like, oh my god! What's happening? Everything's falling apart! This is not the One Piece I know!
Whenever, like, this is when I first started watching anime. So whenever people would ask me what my favorite show was, I'm like, well, you gotta specify. Because short is different than long, and long's different than medium. Medium's different than all of it.
I consider
down,
medium.
Left is right.
I keep medium and short in the same boat.
Gotcha.
My next honorable mention is Dragon Ball Z. This is only because I love Dragon Ball Z. It does not stand up today. Maybe Dragon Ball Super will. We gotta see where it goes. It's only 3 episodes in, and there's not been any, much fighting. So we don't know how it's gonna be yet. But Dragon Ball Z, just amazing. I've got to put it in there, because without Dragon Ball Z, I don't think any of us would be here right now.
Not at all.
Not at all.
My next honorable mention is Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yu Yu Hakusho.
Which would have definitely been in my top 5 if I was putting long in there. I think.
But it's finished. You could have put it in there.
It's a long anime. I'm not putting a long anime. So is Dragon Ball Z.
Fair enough.
But, like, that show is just... I freaking love that show. It's literally Bleach before Bleach was Bleach, except way better.
That's a lot of Bleach.
With way less characters,
it's
like
really
to
white.
Remember. I love that show. Next honorable mention is Hitman Reborn.
All right,
I fell off of that so hard and so quick.
Were you in the crappy episodes?
I'm going like I tried. I decided I was going to try and watch all the crappy episodes first, and I'm just like, no, what? F that.
It's so hard.
So I'm going to start from when the good shit happens.
So around episode 25 or 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, that show is so weird to me. I couldn't put it in my top.
It went from a high school show to a shonen.
Yeah, it's so weird. It literally switches between slice of life and shonen. Like, and there's no in between. Like, one episode, it's slice of life. The next episode, it's effing Bleach. Like, that's legit where it gets to when they go to the future arc is Bleach. Then, my next honorable mention. And the only reason this is an honorable mention, I think this is going to be in my top 5, but I haven't finished it yet. It's From the New World.
Okay.
I'm at episode 17 or 18.
I'm right where you are, pretty much.
I'm pretty sure I'm past where you're at, because I could see... It shows me where you're at, because
right.
It tells me if I want to restart
the
episode.
I think you're a few episodes ahead.
You're on, like, 14 or 15. I'm on, like, 18
15.
Or 19. So I'm a little bit further than you, but... That show is so good.
Mm-hmm.
This is a show... This does not happen a lot for me. I have ADHD, so it's very hard for me to, like, sit down and just continue doing something for a long time. I want to switch it up or do something else. But this show, I cannot stop watching. Like, I start watching it, and I'm like, I have to keep going. The only reason I haven't finished it yet is because I have to stop to go to sleep for work and stuff. But, like...
If it wasn't for sleep, I'd be watching it 24/7.
Seriously, I can't get enough of this show. Like, the way it makes me feel, the way it makes me think, like, you really have to think. Like, I feel like this is a show where if you look away for a minute, you have lost, like... The biggest, most important detail. Suddenly, nothing makes sense to you anymore.
The show is like a... You're a CSI detective trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
Yeah, but we can't talk forever about it because it's an honorable mention. And then the last honorable mention is Parasite.
Okay.
Which I thought for a long time about putting on my top, but I didn't. Exactly. I don't know why I didn't, but I love that show so much.
It is so
that, man, my dude, Shinichi... I feel like this is Parasite's a show that I'm going to rewatch.
That wasn't on Drew's list.
Or even his honorable mentions.
Yeah.
And if I would have did honorable mentions,
it's in there.
I texted you.
Okay, now I'm going to get into my actual top 5 anime.
Alright, go for it, man.
We gotta head out here soon.
Okay. Well, the first two are Gurren FMAB. I'm throwing both of those out there at the same time because we've
already
talked about it.
So, 5 and 4.
Well, they're not in any order.
Oh, yeah.
Gurren,
so,
FAB, what's that?
Gurren, Lagann, and Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Both of those shows are on here. I figured they would both be on your guys' list. I figured my other three wouldn't, so I was right. My next show is Samurai Champloo.
Oh, my gosh.
I
haven't watched it.
Have you finished that name?
I didn't finish it, but what I've seen is just amazing.
Samurai Champloo. There's so much good. There's so much good in this show. It's hilarious.
Good.
The soundtrack is all new Javes, which is freaking amazing. If you ever thought, man, I wonder if hip-hop and samurais would go together, the answer is yes. And it's called Samurai Champloo, and it works so good.
It was awesome.
Samurai Champloo is one of those shows that stands the test of time. It is still good today. The animation is still great, even though you can tell it's a little older now.
Mm-hmm.
It still looks amazing. The English voice acting is perfectly fine if you want to watch in English. They did a great job on it.
English.
Yeah. And,
I can't even remember if I watched it in English or so.
It's just so epic, man. Like, it's one of those journeys. Like, these people just meet. They meet this girl, and they're like, we're going to go find this effing samurai of the sunflower or whatever. And whatever happens in between here and there... That's going to be the show.
Oh my gosh, that blind woman.
The show is so good. And, like, when Boogan, like, when he's in the red light district, I remember that. I remember when he had the Beatles fight.
That was awesome.
Like, didn't he get put in jail once? I can't remember everything that happened, but... And then, like, Mugen, just in general, is one of the best... Like, if I had to do a top anime characters...
He's up there.
Yeah, Mugen would be on my list. He's so cool. Another show that is on my list is...
Another.
It's in my top anime list because...
Is it that good, huh?
Well, I don't want to say it's that good because you're not going to like it if I do. But I really like it. You watched Another, right?
Of course.
Another is just...
It's Another.
It's another show.
You watched it too?
I started it. I made it to episode 3, and that's what these guys tell me, that after that it gets good.
Yeah. It's really slow at first. Really slow.
Again, another show that turns into just like, who done it?
That's why I like it. I think I like all the mystery shows. If you guys know any more shows that are like From the New World or Another, where like there's this overarching mystery and the whole time you're guessing what's going on, I don't know.
And we don't care like how gory or how etchy it is.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. That's what...
We want to see blood and boobs.
That's one of the reasons I love One Piece so much, is because One Piece is this huge, crazy adventure... But there's this insane overarching mystery where the entire time you're trying to figure out, what is this void century? What are these weapons? What is... There's so much stuff.
What is
the power of D? Like, what is all this crap going on? But that's why I love Another. It's this crazy mystery that's also one of the most gory anime I've ever seen in my life. What?
That's why I love Another, because they're looking for the power of D.
No, but the like
the D.
If you've ever watched Another, let's just say that umbrella scene.
Oh gosh.
Oh my god. That's
like the fourth episode, right?
That's the moment where you know the show's real. Like, you're like, okay, this is a horror? Wow, this is not pulling any punches.
That's the next episode I need to watch.
Maybe I feel like you need to
restart. You would just start from the beginning again.
You need to restart, because there's a lot of like secret mystery things you need to see and be able to remember.
I was going to say, let's watch it at your house tonight, Nate.
You can watch it all in one day. Yeah. That's another show I always say, watch it in one day.
I don't want to rewatch the 4 episodes.
You need to rewatch
them. I know
them.
I do, but I don't want to rewatch them tonight.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And then my last show on my list, I went through mine pretty quick, is, any guesses?
Mm-hmm.
What's your guys' guess? You've heard my honorables, Gurren. You've heard...
Wait,
I already said
Gurren.
You did say
Gurren. I'm going to say Tokyo Ghoul.
No, it's not on my list.
Wow.
Season 2 really
has
to... Let's
see... I don't know.
Is it something we've watched?
I'm sure I'm going to hear your...
None of you have finished it, I don't think.
Okay.
None of us...
Maybe Nate did. You might have finished it.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I think you did.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure only me and Nate watched this.
Naruto?
Code Geass.
Oh, I did finish that.
Dude,
that is a great
right
show.
Now.
Code Geass has to be on this list. First of all, if you look up any anime list ever, like top 10 anime, it's always in the top 3.
The top 3 are usually Code Geass, Fullmetal Alchemist, and Bebop, and some of that.
Yeah.
Bebop is up
there. No.
It's always those 3, and that's
the only person
one
I've ever heard say.
Death Note sometimes cuts its way in there.
For real?
Yeah, but...
For real Williams.
Code Geass is
the OST.
So
the OST. The OST alone.
You're jumping out?
Makes that show great.
All right, see you, man.
Finish.
Say bye to Code
Geass.
See
you.
It's long, bro. That's something.
It's only 50.
I know, and I'm only.
That's FMAB. It's 50 episodes.
Well, 64.
I'm just.
You watched more than that on Kuroko.
Did you finish Soul Eater?
Yeah, I finished Soul Eater.
Well, then you finished Soul Eater. That's 64 episodes.
It was 52.
Oh.
That's right.
It. Well, maybe it did.
You're right. Okay, but anyway, guys. Later, Drew.
Later.
Code Geass is one of those shows that, like, I feel like does not come around very often. It was in that 2007 season, which is considered to be the best year of anime ever.
That was when Gurren Lagann came out.
2007, Code Geass, Gurren Lagann, Bakano...
see you, Drew.
Peace.
Later. I don't remember though. There's a whole list of just amazing anime that came out in 2007. But that show, like, the first season is good. You're like, okay, I like this show. The first season's cool. The end of the first season is like, whoa, this went crazy. And then where I think the show really just becomes one of the best shows ever made is season 2. Like,
the thing is about season 1 is they do it perfectly, because a lot of anime will have that slow beginning and people fall off because it's slow. You need a slow beginning sometimes because you have an elaborate story.
Mm-hmm.
But that freaking intro just makes you want to stay around.
Yeah. I think it means the first episode.
Oh.
Right?
What?
Do you mean the intro or the first episode?
The intro in general.
The song?
The song.
Oh, I like
it. I mean,
the first
it's
episode.
Just so epic. It makes me want to stay.
Yeah.
I've seen the first season and it's great. The that cliffhanger.
Yeah. I don't understand how you didn't go to the second season immediately.
Yeah, after that cliffhanger.
I was really tired when it fell. Like, I powered
through. I don't understand how you didn't the next day. I did all in one day and I kind of wish I wouldn't have because the second season it starts off completely. You don't get any answers at all.
See, that's. I think that's why I keep not starting it is because you. Keep saying you don't get any answers, and in my mind, I'm like, man, I'm not gonna get any answers for like 10 episodes.
No, but it's so worth it, dude. What they introduce in the first episode, it's another mystery thing. It like brings in that mystery. It's like, who are these people? What has happened? Like, what's wrong with Lelouch? Like, what's going on?
Lelouch.
And then there's this new guy. Yeah,
Lelouch is the main character.
I'm thinking of your show.
What are you thinking of?
Never mind, keep going.
What are you thinking of?
I was thinking of Guilty Crown the whole time. I left that up parkour. No, I do love the Kugias, though, also.
Are you
just
crazy?
The mystery in that show makes me awesome.
Guilty Crown's also amazing.
Yes.
But yeah, think back to Kogios now.
But yes.
How good that show
Guilty
is.
Guilty Crown was one of the first seasonals I ever remember you really watching.
I don't understand why you haven't watched that yet either.
Yeah, that's amazing too.
2009 season.
I remember finishing
or maybe 10
the first season of Kogios and being just like
11 because it was the year we went to Crossroads.
Let's just get more of this right now. And I think all the intros on that were on par.
Yeah, I just love season 2 of...
And I will stand to this day that Lelouch is still alive. He hates that idea. You hate that
shut
idea.
Shut up.
What is wrong with you?
I finished it, man.
Oh, shit, I just forgot.
He already knew that.
I knew.
But still.
Kinda, but
and there's absolutely no way.
I
don't want to talk about that.
Shush, shush.
Okay. Yeah, we're not going to talk about it, but you've lost your mind.
I won't.
I don't know where you came up with that.
I have
if you're thinking some old Noah crap,
not
we're not talking about it. We're talking extremely vague. So why don't you chill out?
I don't even want
to
hear.
You're trying to pull some old Noah crap.
All right, I'm going to pull my list out. All right.
Everybody, did you hear how mad Cody got at me?
He got very mad.
It's annoying. We were talking so vague, and you're over here. Ah!
Ah! I messed it up, though, because I always forget who finishes what and stuff.
He literally just said that.
I know. You said to me one time about people having headphones in and yelling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Suck a meat.
It's true.
Okay.
I'm sorry, headphone users.
So, my first honorable mention is going to be Guilty Crown. I do love Guilty Crown.
Guilty Crown is good. That was on my honorable mention list until Dakota told me I couldn't have as many as I had.
Okay. So
you were the one that told me that we couldn't have more than 5.
Look, you make stuff up.
I'm gonna kill you.
But like the whole OST for that is great. And the first episode kind of gives you a tidbit of what you're getting into, and then it's kind of slow for a little bit, and then you really get into it again. And just there is mystery in that show, figuring out what everything, everything works.
And it's one of those shows that has like a pretty good ending.
Mm-hmm. And then my first of my top 5 is Parasite.
Yeah.
Right. I love me some Parasite.
I'm so glad Parasite's making these lists
because
it's so new.
I almost put it on honorable mention.
Honestly, as much as I was like, this isn't going to happen, Dakota and Cody, because you guys thought Murano was going to die, the show could have gone anywhere. It's true. They could have killed her and no one would have cared, or we would have cared, but it wouldn't have changed the fact that we didn't like the story or not.
They teased it so hard.
I kind of wish it would have happened.
But just the action that show, the mystery of trying to figure out how parasites work and how they work with how he'll work with Shinichi and Migi and stuff.
What I love about Parasite is that it's not all about the action. The action is so on point. When there is action, it's so well done. But it's not about it. It's another show that's about the mystery. I think that's what more shows need. They need some kind of overarching mystery.
My next honorable mention, and this isn't because of it being a good anime. It's DBZ.
Because it's not.
It's DBZ.
Oh.
DBZ has great action. It's an honorable mention, of course, like I just said. But I have seen every episode in DBZ so many times.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten so much enjoyment out of DBZ. Not one time have I been like, I've seen this episode, I'm not going to watch it again. Every single episode that I watch again, just, yeah, let's watch it again. It's Dragon Ball Z, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Purely for the fact that I get so much enjoyment out of it. It's on my honorable mention list. Next on my top 5.
And I think it's a very important show.
It is. It brought America into the anime age.
It brought all of us into anime.
That too. Next one on my list is, top 5 is Angel Beats.
I knew that was going to be on there.
It's
I know another one's
gonna. It's be on there. Tied. It's tied now for my favorite anime. My favorite short anime.
Really?
I
know it's your anime, so I shouldn't judge your list, but I just feel like so much good stuff has come out since that show.
I know, and they're all on here.
Okay.
Another honorable mention. Okay, well, things I like about Angel Beats, I forgot to mention this. It's the first anime that ever made me cry.
Okay.
One Piece did that for me.
I hadn't gotten to One Piece.
My first was Dragon Ball Z.
Really?
I cried when Vegeta died.
Well, I knew it was coming.
Yeah, I spoiled it for you.
Chopper made me cry.
Okay, that is a
death. Yeah, Chopper, man.
That death, the Vegeta death, is a death that I think you should be okay with crying at because they made it sound like he was never going to be there
again. Yeah.
Because he was going to have a body or whatever, all that junk.
His body will be gone.
Yeah. But I love the story. They really flip it over in it and stuff and changes it. And it really becomes more about friends and it just makes me cry. There's two big scenes in it that make you cry. I'm not going to spoil.
And this is Angel Beats.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. And then my next honorable mention is going to be One Piece.
Yeah. All
right, man.
I just got through the Thriller Bark stuff, so I just got through Enies Lobby. And holy shit, does it get badass. I didn't realize. Okay. Quick, really big. This is probably a pretty big spoiler, so for those of you who don't know, you know about it, I believe. He knows about G2 and 3, right?
G2 and 3.
Gear 2nd and Gear 3rd?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
When I first heard... G4. When I first knew... Well, that's brand new.
G4, you mean the channel?
When I first heard about it, Gears, I'm like, what the heck is that? What does that mean? It's like Super Saiyan shit? Because this was all when I only first knew Dragon Ball Z. And I thought it would be like, okay, we get Gear 2nd during this, and then a few hundred episodes we get Gear 3rd, and then Gear 4 is just now getting introduced. No, they happen at the same exact time. Mm-hmm. Literally, episodes within each other. And you're like, how do you get two new powers in half a second?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I have another honorable mention.
You can throw it in.
Just because I feel like I should have mentioned this and I just forgot. I would have bumped another one off.
Okay.
Naruto. I don't know if you were going to mention that or not, but... I feel like we've got to talk about Naruto at some point during this. Naruto is one of those shows that I think... I don't know if you ever had this, but I had the biggest love-hate relationship with the show. I feel like most anyone who started watching it when it was on Toonami had this. Like, you effing love Naruto. That was your stuff when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became kind of a loser to watch if you kept watching Naruto. Like,
yeah.
It was really overrated. It's stupid to keep watching. And all the filler and crap. Like, but then he comes back.
It was way overrated.
Shippuden comes out. They start getting all that going. They start getting into the war. And this show just becomes incredible.
Mm-hmm.
One of the must-watch animes ever. But continue your list. I didn't mean to
interrupt. No, you're fine. The next on my top five is another.
Yeah!
Another
what?
Just another.
That's another anime?
Yeah. It's another the anime. And again, for reasons we talked about already. Reasons Cody talked about. But I effing love horrors, and there's not enough horror anime.
There really isn't. Are you watching Game of Laplace?
I'm starting it because I won't have internet in here for the first week,
yeah.
So I'm gonna start it. I need something to hold me over with no internet.
I need to watch episode 4, but episode 1 and 2 are like their own story, and then from that, after that, episode 3 starts new stories.
But
so,
yeah,
if you don't like the story that's happening in the first episode, it'll be gone in 2 episodes. So,
but. Horror anime is great because it keeps you in the on your edge of your seat, and if you like gore, it's in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part is with like another is there are people that do things that you wouldn't think they would do because of certain reasons. Again, not spoiling because this one hasn't seen it, Dakota. But it just I love another so much.
That show is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That's. It's another one of those shows I feel like you have got to watch before you die.
Yeah. Now, I wish Drew was here for this, because another one of my honorable mentions is Noragami. And the reason it's an honorable mention is because it's getting a second season.
Mm-hmm.
And first season, great. You could make it just that season. But I want effing more. So much more. It's such a good anime.
I need to
and
watch
And if you
that.
Haven't seen it, it's got a great story. The art style is just phenomenal. I just love the way everything, because there's, like, this guy's got this weapon that has, like cloth tied to it, and the way it just flows in the wind is just so cool.
I don't know how I missed this show.
We all missed it. I watched it a year after it came out.
I guess we weren't watching seasonals then.
No, we weren't.
What show was that?
Noragami.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you're very attentive to the podcast.
Thanks, man. Checking that gram.
Great. This show is made on my list because it hasn't been announced for a second season, but hopefully it gets one because they leave you off in a horrible spot. That's all I'm going to say because I don't think either one even finished it. No Game, No Life. I
forgot about it.
Effing love that show so much.
Effing
love it.
To be honest.
Thank you for being honest.
I love it so much. The action is just weird and it makes you love it.
I love that show too. The only reason I didn't finish it is because
it makes you think out of your mind.
Freaking ADHD crap. I've never had time.
I mean, you need to.
Yeah.
My friend Amanda just finished it.
Now I'm so. Amazing. It's been so long now. I feel like I would need to restart.
Just restart it. It's only 12,000. It's so. Now,
the problem with restarting it is that I've literally got like two to finish it.
First of all, don't. Watch the last two episodes that you.
Okay, yeah, but the other thing is just like.
It'll remind you of everything.
I'm watching so many seasonals. Do I have time to watch all of this again?
So then my next honorable mention is Batum.
Wow, I'm really surprised that's got on.
I didn't know you watched that.
It's. What?
I didn't know you watched it.
Oh, the intro's great.
I finished that show, but I don't even remember it. The intro was the best intro that season, other than Sword Art. They came out the same year.
Okay. Batum. It's got a Hunger Games sort of aspect to it.
Yeah, totally.
And, but not only that, it's got a learning and a little bit of a mystery aspect to it because they throw in a few things.
A little bit.
That you weren't, like, at first you're like, oh, this is a Hunger Games anime. And then they throw some mystery and you're like, okay, it's not. But it's a good one. I feel like it could use some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't, and then I'm going to go, since I only got one more, my last honorable mention is Panty and Stocking.
Yeah.
No one mentioned it.
That was this close to being on my list of honorables.
Me too.
I love Panty and Stocking.
I'm glad somebody mentioned it.
Again, another one that needs a second season.
It's not going to get it. I've finally given up.
Yeah, I agree. It's because it did so bad in Japan, just because it did good here.
Oh, but it ended on the worst cliffhanger.
I know.
It didn't have a cliffhanger. The cliffhanger is they say, wait till season two.
That's a cliffhanger.
The cliffhanger.
That's not an actual cliffhanger. That's just saying, we're going to have a season two. It's more of a troll.
There is a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Stocking cuts Panty into little pieces.
And then it leaves you hanging off the cliff and you don't know what's going to happen.
That kind of crap happens in that show all the time.
True.
I don't think of it as a cliffhanger. I think of it, this is just more Panty.
They probably fixed that in the first episode.
Whatever. If you don't think it is, that's
whatever.
You.
I'm super butthurt about this.
That one's not even for just like full story. The story's okay. Honestly, it's not the best. But the comedy...
That's not about story.
And yeah, it's about comedy
and
action.
There's a slight story there. But
yeah, it's about comedy and action, and they're both great.
Yeah.
All right, and...
Let me guess it.
Go ahead.
There's a show that I kind of wish it was, because none of us mentioned it, and I was hoping someone would at least honorable it, but I know it's not this. And I'm actually very surprised this show isn't on your list.
That
I think Nate's top is.
What's that? Well, let's hear what Nate has to say.
This isn't my top, ever, but this is the one that's tied first place for my favorite short anime, and it's Kill la Kill.
Yep. That's what I was going to
guess. I can't believe I didn't put that one on my list. I thought about it. And then I thought to myself, it's probably going to be in my top 10.
Kill la Kill.
Probably going to be in my top 10.
Has mystery, action, fan service, epic transformations, and sparkles.
It does have a lot of sparkles, and the animation is grainy, looking like an old school anime, but this flow is that of a new day anime.
Now,
much like Ushio and Tora.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But the animation isn't so grainy so much. It's very clear.
Now, I am going to mention, I fell in love with this episode after the first episode.
Oh, yeah.
I did not.
And that's probably fine. If you didn't fall in love with Kill la Kill in the first episode, that is fine.
I was hooked. When, what's his name?
Which character?
The big dude.
The dad?
Gamagori.
Oh, Gamagori.
Gamagori. I was hooked when Gamagori, the dude is running down the stairs and you just see Gamagori falling and just talking to this dude. What are you doing? You can't steal that suit. I was immediately like, love it. Don't care if the show is stupid. That is funny enough to keep me hooked for at least 5 episodes.
Yeah, so.
I need to go watch it.
Kill la Kill, the first 4 episodes are kind of dry, getting you into the anime. Kind of thing. But I fell in love with the first episode because
It's after the fourth episode that it really, like, takes off.
I fell in love with it because I was, like, relatable point right here. The main character, Ryuko, buys a lemon and just takes a huge effing bite out of it. And I know that's a really dumb reason, but it instantly was like, I gotta finish this anime. Because
that,
like,
was one of the first seasonals I really, really got into.
Right, but because, like,
I remember hearing, oh, this is from some of the people who made Gurren Lagann.
Yeah.
And this animation looks really cool, and it's a girl main character, which I like, and it's just really good.
Kill la Kill has taken a lot of my first place. It's like, I like her more than, I think I like Ryuko more than Maka now.
Whoa.
Stuff like that. What? It's tied with Angel Beats on my
Soul
favorite.
Soul Eater's not on this list.
Oh, Soul my Eater, gosh, it's not.
It's not on this list because it needs to be remade. We but need a story like
standalone anime. You couldn't put it on your list. It's a thing of a standalone.
I'm shocked, dude. You would fight to the death if this was the best.
Soul Eater is great. I love Soul Eater, but it's
you
not the,
changed.
It's
I don't
not
like
the
you.
Best.
I don't
the
even
world.
Know you.
Who's this guy? Get out of your house.
Tear that down.
No.
Was Sword Art on
Burn
this?
It in the fireplace.
Sword Art? No.
Tear that down.
I like the anime. It's just a minute. I need to get a No Game of the Life.
Was Doctor Who on your list?
That's not,
you heard about the new Doctor Who movie? I saw a post about it today. They're making a prequel to the newest Doctor or something, and it's going to be in theaters.
Really?
Or it's all over Facebook.
I haven't heard that. I know season 9 is about to start.
Yeah, they're making a movie before season 9. That's what I said.
It'll probably be a TV movie.
That's cool.
They said in theaters. They said it's coming back to theaters.
Oh, I bet it's the 8th Doctor movie.
Resurrection of that's going to be an IMAX.
Yeah.
We need to see
there's
that.
A couple things I want to mention.
Naruto.
No, we I did. Already mentioned Naruto.
Oh.
I
was there.
I'm very surprised that Don Machi didn't make any honorable mentions.
Here's my thing.
It needs another season.
Here's my thing about Don Machi. Don Machi is great.
Very great.
It's a great, great show, but for me, you'll probably disagree, but for me, it starts off at such a slow pace. The first two or three episodes are so build up, but once it gets into it, then that's when I'm like, this is great. But the reason it didn't make any list is because
don't even act like the other shows you put on your list don't have
that's
interest.
Not the only reason. It's also, I don't know, it's great, and I think it was probably one of my favorites, if not my favorite, of last season.
It's my favorite of last season.
Agreed.
That finished, I should say. That finished, yes, it's probably my favorite.
Where the F is the end of Kekkai Sensen?
Is it still not out?
No, it is still not out.
Wow.
Which I'm angry about because I watched all of that freaking show and they got me hooked into it. I'm like, really? There's a huge cliffhanger. Like, you want to say Panty and Stocking had a cliffhanger? The cliffhanger on the last episode of Kekkai? Whew. And then they don't give us the last episode.
The thing about, I know you're on that now, but the thing about Don Machi is...
No, yeah, go back to Don
I
Machi.
I think it's too new for me to fall in love with.
I totally agree.
That might be the reason.
I
need more time
to
think about it.
When I watch an anime for the first time, I need to simmer down.
Maybe if I rewatch it someday, if I ever.
I think that's how you know a show is good, is when you've simmered down off of it and you still
feel like
are hyped.
I know my girl.
Give me another week. Give me another week, and I'll tell you where it is on my list.
Other shows that I feel could make. Like, I kind of wanted to mention this a little bit since we got a little extra time left. Other shows that we think could have made the list if they were finished, I think. Arslan Senkai could definitely be on this list.
It's a good one.
But it's not finished, so I don't know. I thought that
Food Wars could be on.
Well, Drew had on his list.
Yeah, I agree with Drew on that one, but
I think
not finished.
Roken no Yusha has a possibility.
Roken no Yusha. For me, it's Ushio and Tora.
I think you're way more hyped on that show. I think you're going to simmer down off of that show.
You're the one that was like really...
No, I love that show, but I am just... Like, shocked that this is your standout show of the season.
I love it, dude. It's so... I love it.
You like
it's just mindless action.
I figured his favorite would be Gangsta.
Yeah, I thought your favorite would be Gangsta.
I'm actually not caught up on Gangsta, so I need to...
I have it, so you can watch it.
I mean, I don't want you to get me wrong. I love Ushio and Tora, and I'm going to watch it all the way to the end.
I think you feel about Ushio and Tora how I felt about maybe Tokyo Ghoul first.
Kill la Kill. The way he feels about Ushio and Tora is how he felt about Kill la Kill.
No, about how I felt about Tokyo Ghoul.
Gotcha.
Like, I loved it.
You cannot compare those shows.
I loved it.
No, it's how you felt.
And I think it's great, But
nothing compares. No.
But I think personally, for me, you overhype it just a little.
You're definitely overhyping Ushio and Toro.
Well,
I feel like listeners, like, I mean, that's fine if that's what you like.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know you are overhyping it, because I feel like listeners are going to be like, oh man, this show's got to be amazing. I want you guys to know it is just mindless action.
Maybe I won't.
If that's what you're into, no, if that's what you're into, it's fine. I just don't want people to think that they're going to go and get some new story.
After Tokyo Ghoul and Parasite and Don Machi and Owari and Sarah for the End and all these shows that are so story heavy, man, I just want a little action to just sit there and chill and watch.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, I'm not saying that it's wrong. I'm just saying.
You sound pretty angry about it.
Nate feels what I'm saying. I'm just saying, I don't think what you're saying is wrong.
It's not my favorite, but I mentioned that last podcast was, I'm going to watch it all the way through, but it's not my favorite of the season.
Yeah, I don't think it'll ever be my favorite.
I think my favorite of the season so far is Gate.
I think for me, just I haven't seen an episode of Ushio and Toro that I haven't liked yet. Like, there hasn't been
that's
episode.
Been me with every anime this season so far.
Mm. I do.
The Six Braves is probably going to take my top because it has mystery.
I really think that Roku no Yusha, without trying to overhype it, is the Don Machi of this season.
It's going
to
take my top. I know it. Because, have you seen this episode?
No.
I won't spoil anything, but they introduce something.
I'm not caught up. I'm behind. I haven't seen the last two episodes. But Gate, I feel like, is kind of... It's good, and I like where it's going, but I feel like it's...
It's fan service in a different aspect of its of you staring at boobs. It's fan service in the aspect of, this is what your life would be if it was anime. Mm. They're showing you what things would be like. It's a different type of fan service.
I wish I could remember all the shows. I lost my notes. I wonder if it's in here.
I can give you some other ones. I've...
And Charlotte, I like where Charlotte's going.
Charlotte sounds...
I like Charlotte. I don't think it's going to be in the house.
What?
Somebody is here.
That's positive?
Yeah, I just saw someone move and put a thing at the window.
They probably put something on the door. We'll get it after. We're almost done. I'm going to point this out, and you'll probably never watch it, Cody, but if you ever want to do me a favor, just watch School Live first episode.
I don't really want to do it.
That's fine. But
Cody doesn't do people favors. He's
that's fine. But
thanks,
for those of you that are against kind of slice of life, this show isn't really a slice of life. It gives you that feeling at first. Just give it a try. That first episode will throw you a cliffhanger at the end and a twist at the end that I think a lot of people will like.
Read
there's
how do it you was recovered off my SD card.
That's about
wow.
it. What?
No, just this anime manga idea Cody and I had in high school that I still think is awesome.
Nice. Well, okay, so there's also...
Nice! Okay, so back to what I was saying.
Well, back to what we were talking about. There's also God Eater.
Can we talk about that on the podcast someday?
Oh yeah, God Eater might be in the top. Yeah, totally.
God Eater's up there. I haven't seen Overlord or Game of Laplace yet. Chaos Dragon, I'm not big into. I think you liked it a lot, Cody.
I liked it.
You liked it a lot.
It was okay. It was... First episode was cool.
I thought I was going to like because the characters are cool as hell.
Yeah, and I enjoy the animation.
And I'm big guys, about anime characters. That's fine. We can go ahead.
And I don't mean to cut you off, but we are pretty over.
So. Alrighty.
Alright. Oh, you know what Drew didn't do when he left?
He didn't say Drew. We'll say it for him.
No, we can't. It's his thing.
Okay.
I'll pretend I'm Drew.
No, don't do it. Oh, don't do it.
Is someone there?
No.
No, they dropped off like a window-looking thing. It's weird.
I swear I see somebody moving. Yeah, somebody just moved out there.
Would you, well, I'll walk
I don't
out
know, maybe
there.
It's a tree. I don't know. Let's wrap this up, guys.
Get the gun.
We gotta go.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
Remember to point it up.
Talk to you later.